Sets a dramatic late flurry there for quite a thrilling 3-1 win. He must be pleased in the end.
Not sure you can use the adjective thrilling there, Rob. I am pleased that there was one moment of quality there in injury time for the big crowd to go away talking about. I'm really pleased that it was obviously Carlos that's provided that. I thought, you know, that goal was worth the entrance fee to anybody who's paid here to come and see. He's an absolute quality finish. Reflecting on the game, I thought that in the first half it was very tight. There wasn't a great deal of quality on show. I thought we went a bit too long, and you know, we were second best, losing the second balls and losing the initial headers. And when you turn it into a typical North West Counties battle, the first thing you've got to do is make sure that you outwork and your opponents and make sure that you do all the dirty things really, really well. And I thought we were lacking that aspect of the game in the first half. In the second half, we wanted us to try and get the ball down and get our fullbacks forward and just create overlaps in wide areas. And to a small extent, we managed to do it. I thought we did look more dangerous second half, and it's nice that we've come away with 3 goals. Because if we average 3 goals between now and the end of the season, we score 100 goals, and that would be obviously a nice achievement for us to have at the end of the season.
3 goals in the weekend for Saul Henderson. Must be pretty pleased with his return.
Yeah, pleased that Saul's got himself in a 6-yard box there in injury time and scored a really good header. I think he's had 2 or 3 chances before that he might be a little bit disappointed with, but if he keeps popping up and scoring winning goals, then we're more than happy with his contribution. He has definitely worked his stones off again today, and that's what we're after from him. So I'm really pleased for Saul, because the goals have dried up for him a bit recently, and you know, we're desperate for somebody to come in and make that number 9 shirt their own and score a load of goals. So for him to score 3 in the weekend is really pleasing.
And Ben Stay returned to the starting lineup today. That pleased a lot of supporters. A really positive contribution for him, mate, over the weekend, having missed quite a bit of football.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought Ben was probably our one attacking threat, particularly in the first half, and his touch and his quality was allowing him to get in behind, and I just thought he'd run out of steam a little bit in the second half, but you'd expect that because he's not played a great deal of football. But he's done really well again today, and he's obviously a big part of our plans moving forward, because he's got some of the attributes that we want in players. He's got good pace, and he's got you know, an attacking. We're just trying to work on his movement a little bit out of possession, because if he can add that to his game, there's no doubt that he's one of the ones that can. He can be the next one that goes on and goes and plays higher.
Right, and obviously got one more home game here. Got obviously quite a big, busy end to the season. Have you set yourself any sort of any aims for the? I can't speak. Any aims for any 4 games?
Yeah, we obviously wanted to win as many of the 4 games as we can. If we do, it gives us our highest points total. If we can score 100 goals, that's tremendous as well. So they've got to be little short term targets for us, and I'm confident that we'll create enough chances in the games that we've got between now and the end of the season to be able to do that. It's just on the boys to see if they can take those chances. And you know, really, thoughts now are towards next season more than anything else. It's written in the programme notes for the previous couple of home games that we've known for a long time that we're not going to be able to kind of get promoted or challenge at the top of the league. And I think if we reflect on the season, it's maybe our own undoing. You know, where we've perhaps been a little bit below par. And it's one of the things that we're desperate to get into the lads is a little bit of consistency. So what we'll be looking at from, can we go unbeaten from now until the end of the season? Can we put a little run together? Can we continue to create chances and score goals against different opposition, in particular the last 3 games away from home? And 4 games in a week is going to be a challenge for the boys, so it'll test our fitness levels as well. But they've got a long summer off, and I'm sure they'll be well rested for when we come back pre-season.
Thanks, that's congratulations.
Thanks, mate.